Listen to this article. Predictions Friday. What the pundits see this far out. Well, now that the film industry has lost its streaming virginity to Apple, it sort of feels like losing your actual virginity. It was a little painful, but not that bad. Now the industry is forever changed, and we can all just get back to the business of finding the best, however that is defined now. And that's good because this year Apple has come to play. They have an impressive slate headed our way this year. Not just Martin Scorsese's Big Fish Killers of the Flower Moon, but also Napoleon and The Greatest Beer Run Ever. Netflix is also coming to the race with their usual slate of great movies, like Noah Baumbach's White Noise, Bradley Cooper's Maestro. They have David Fincher's The Killer, but it has not yet been announced if it will be released at the end of this year or next. One of the biggest bummers about having such a top-heavy industry of awards watchers is that we can kill a movie out of the gate. If you are setting them up to be winners before anyone has even seen them, that sets up perceptions and expectations most movies and contenders can't meet. The idea is to avoid pundits thinking your movie is going to win. That's truly one of the worst things about the business of Oscar watching. There should be an attempt to help make sure the garden is fertile so seeds can grow. But the competition is so great that everyone feels they have to lay it out so they can have bragging rights about being first. But in fact, a wild guess is not a skill. It's simply luck. Yet, there is no real way to stop this from happening. The game demands people play along. At some point, most people do, with a few holdouts like Anne Thompson and Scott Feinberg. Our contender tracker only puts contenders up after they've been seen. The list of requirements seems to grow longer for what the community deems acceptable for the Oscars. We're a long way from just a good movie, or even a great movie. There are so many particulars in what gets put in the Oscar pile. That is why publicists really do the Lord's work. They push movies and push them hard such that pundits can't ignore them. Without that kind of urgency, though, movies can very easily be ignored, rejected or dismissed out of hand. The problem now is still the same problem as before. The really great movies can't win Oscars. This is especially true with the preferential ballot. The Departed, No Country for Old Men. These movies probably would not have won on a preferential ballot, which is your best bet for a divisive, groundbreaking movie to win. Otherwise, forget it. You might say, well, how did Parasite win? There were, I think, extenuating circumstances that year that had voters wanting to see the first international feature winner to also win Best Picture, and perhaps a movie by a non-white filmmaker that year. It wasn't just the movie. The movie is great, of course, but that was a unicorn. I have been doing this long enough to know that there are essentially three ways a movie lands in the race now. It's just a great movie and it gets great reviews. It is a pretty good movie, but the status of the filmmaker and the kick-ass publicity team makes it a contender. There is some social justice component that pushes it into the race. The desire to level the playing field or make history can sometimes advance a contender. Right now, looking at the slate, anyone who covers the Oscars would see the standouts. Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans, etc. If you look at the list, though, you'll see an abundance of contenders. Without having seen them, though, none of us has any idea how this will go this early. We don't know what the driving narratives will be. We don't know what will happen at Venice, Telluride, and Toronto. We don't know what will happen at the box office. We don't even know if we'll be going to war. We have no idea what happens when we have an election in November, which we will. We don't even know when the 95th Oscars will be, at least I don't think we do. But let's look first at the calendar as it is now, courtesy of Cinema Blend. I have bolded the ones that sight unseen seem like the strongest Oscar-y movies. April 22, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nicolas Cage and Demi Moore, Lionsgate. May 20, Men, written and directed by Alex Garland, starring Jesse Buckley and Rory Kinnear, A24. May 22, Downton Abbey, A New Era. Rated PG, Dominic West, Laura Haddock, Universal. June 24, Elvis, Baz Luhrmann's eagerly awaited biopic with Austin Butler. Warner Brothers. July 15, Where the Crawdads Sing, starring Daisy Edgar-Jones, directed by Olivia Newman, Sony. July 22, Nope. Jordan Peele's film starring Kiki Palmer, Daniel Kaluuya, Universal. August 19, Beast, starring Idris Elba, directed by Baltasar Kormákor, Universal. September 16, The Woman King, Viola Davis stars, directed by Gina Prince Bythewood, Sony. September 23, Don't Worry Darling, directed by Olivia Wilde, Warner Brothers. October 7, Till, directed by Chinani Achukwu and starring Whoopi Goldberg and Hayley Bennett, MGM. October 21, Ticket to Paradise writer, director O.L. Parker, starring Julia Roberts and George Clooney, Universal. November 11, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Ryan Coogler directs, starring Letitia Wright, Lupita Nyong'o and Angela Bassett, among others, Disney. November 18, She Said, based on the NY Times story that broke the Weinstein allegations, Maria Schrader directs, starring Carey Mulligan and Zoe Kazan, Universal. 13 Lives, based on the young boys trapped in a cave in Thailand. The Rescue, directed by Ron Howard, starring Viggo Mortensen, Universal. November 23, The Fabelmans, written by Steven Spielberg and Tony Kushner, directed by Spielberg, loosely based on his life, starring Paul Dano, Michelle Williams, David Lynch, etc., Universal. December 16, Avatar 2 Jim Cameron's epic is back with the same stars plus a few others. Looks like our best bet for a blockbuster at the Oscars, 20th century. December 25, Babylon, written and directed by Damien Chazelle, starring Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. Yeehaw, can't wait. Paramount, A Man Called Otto, remake of A Man Called Ove, Swedish, directed by Mark Forster, starring Tom Hanks. Sony, here are the titles with no release dates. The Banshees of Inisherin, starring Colin Farrell, written and directed by Martin McDonagh, Searchlight. Bardo, written and directed by Alejandro G. Iñárritu Blonde. Netflix release, Ana de Armas, Adrian Brody Bride, Apple TV Plus release, Scarlett Johansson Chevalier, directed by Stephen Williams, starring Kelvin Harrison Jr. playing Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Searchlight, Crimes of the Future, written and directed by David Cronenberg. Disenchanted. Disney, with Amy Adams' Emancipation, Apple TV Plus release, Will Smith, Ben Foster, directed by Antoine Fuqua. Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, Emma Thompson, directed by Sophie Hyde. The Greatest Beer Run Ever, Apple TV Plus release, Zac Efron, Russell Crowe, directed by Peter Farrelly. I Wanna Dance with Somebody, Naomi Aki plays Whitney Houston, directed by Cassie Lemons, Sony, Killers of the Flower Moon, theatrical and Apple TV Plus release, Jesse Plemons, Leonardo DiCaprio, directed by Martin Scorsese. Maestro, starring Carey Mulligan and Bradley Cooper, who also directs. Netflix, Napoleon, Apple TV Plus release, Joaquin Phoenix, Vanessa Kirby, directed by Sir Ridley Scott. Raymond and Ray, Apple TV Plus release, Ewan McGregor, Ethan Hawke, directed by Rodrigo Garcia. The Sun, with Anthony Hopkins, directed by Florian Zeller. 3,000 Years of Longing, Idris Elba, Tilda Swinton, written and directed by George Miller. Ua, Tar, starring Kate Blanchett, written and directed by Todd Field, Universal. The Way of the Wind, written and directed by Terrence Malick. White Noise, Netflix release, Adam Driver, Greta Gerwig, directed by Noah Baumbach. Women Talking, starring Jesse Buckley, Rooney Mara, Frances McDormand, written and directed by Sarah Polley, MGM. Already, it's looking like we will have a fantastic year for films both in theaters and on streaming. Let's just hope people show up to watch them. Share this. Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.